eBay Motors is here for the ride. Remember when you first saw the potential? And then through some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Look to your left. Look to your right. It's official. No one's got a ride like this. There's nothing else that sounds like, feels like, or looks like the set of wheels in your garage. With over 122 million parts, you can make sure your number one ride or die stays running smoothly, so there's no limit to how far you can take it. Brake kits, turbochargers, engines, exhaust kits, roof racks, LED headlights, bumpers, whatever your baby needs, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus at these prices, well, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply. This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's amazing how the answers to the question today, best episode ever, have largely leaned in the direction of the last 20 years. And the HBO, Showtime, Netflix.
Plus Seinfeld.
Huh?
Plus Seinfeld.
Plus Seinfeld.
Yeah.
I mean, we had one. Yeah, we had a Seinfeld answer. We had a MASH answer. We had one Cheers answer.
So does that mean
TV? We had two Seinfelds.
Two Seinfelds.
Does that mean TV has gotten better? Does that mean
TV I don't think there's any question that
it's a golden age of television
it ever was.
Well, I would say dramas have gotten better. I don't know that comedies have gotten better. I mean, what's a good...
Well, that's why...
Well, there have been. I mean, right now, not. But I mean...
Yeah, but
like The Office, they're not your thing, but
no,
for a lot of people, The Office was a massive show.
But
Parks
for,
and Rec, all
but
that.
But for like having 20, like you used to have 20 options of comedy.
But that's because, I mean, partially also it's just that nothing is as big as it used to be because there's
like
so many different options and stuff.
Now than what you did back in 1989, where you could watch TGI Friday or Thursday nights, Joe. You had Cheers.
I know.
You had Family Ties.
I know.
You had Cosby
Dude,
there, on Thursday.
There was
different
a,
strokes
I know.
Was Friday.
You had Moonlighting on Thursday.
Yeah,
I remember.
Moonlighting was 9 though.
It was a
little more mature.
And
it was
yes,
an hour.
It was.
I mean, when you actually literally would go from I forget which was first. I think it was Cosby first, then Family Ties.
Yes. Yeah.
I think it was Cheers at 9.
Oh, you're right.
And then something else at 9:30. I thought Moonlighting was 10. I'm just telling you, it was unbelievable because Moonlighting was a 1 hour show.
Yeah, I don't think it was 10, though.
Well, anyway, there was a lot going on back then. Let's go to the phone. I don't know, man.
But a lot less going on back then than now, TV-wise. Way more
TV's
shows
better.
Now.
Netflix
TV's
changed
better
stuff,
now.
All that stuff. And HBO changed a lot. Let's go to Dustin right now, Northeast Philadelphia. Hi, Dustin.
Hey, good morning, everybody. How are you?
Great, Dustin.
I wanted to talk Eagles. I got to change that up, Trent, because I got a little beef with you, because I get a chance to get through with you. You're really peeing in my Cheerios this morning, dude. How are you hating on the Phillies? I bet $10 the Phillies, dude. They're going to win the World Series.
Oh,
dude, how can they not, dude?
Go ahead. Listen, I hope they do, but my God, Dustin.
Joe, think of it this way. Rich, Joe, you didn't play professional sports, okay? That's no knock at you. Mm-hmm. Richie, you did. You played college. Did you ever have to wear one of them big-ass knee braces, dude? That's adding how many more pounds, dude? And you're worried about an MVP, one of the best generational talents in a Bryce Harper, that's in the league right now?
I didn't say I'm worried about Bryce.
You said you were worried about his power to win.
Well, I said
Hold on.
If you're going to quote me accurately. I did not say I'm worried about it. I said I'd like to see him pick the power up. I'm not particularly worried. I'm not worried about it at all.
Joe, you said you were does it concern you? That's word for word. I'm quoting you right here.
Nah,
go back, listen to the tape. You said it was concerning.
I don't buy it.
No, it's not.
Dustin, you've invalidated your opinion because you led with it's impossible for the Phillies to not win the World Series, and that's
well,
ludicrous.
Think about it. Joe, you replaced arguably you made your defense better. You got the
Dustin,
top three.
There are other teams. The Braves are.
I understand that, Joe. Last year we were saying the same thing. We got rid of our poop stain of a manager. We ended up going to the World Series. We were two games away. This team.
Dustin,
fine.
I'm going to give.
Got to get a pitcher.
I'm going to give you a word to right. sum up your phone call. Okay.
All right.
It begins. Okay, let's see if you can get it. It begins with an F. What word do you think it is? And be careful here. What word begins with an F and sums up your phone call?
You probably are thinking fool. You probably think I'm foolish.
Foolish. That's right. Foolish.
I did.
That's exactly
you
correct. Foolish.
And I love the show. I love arguing with you. You're absolutely wrong,
okay.
man.
Give me the best episode of television history, Dustin.
It might not be the best. Probably the most emotional. Fresh Prince when his dad shows up.
Yeah, dude.
Good answer.
It's a great answer and an otherwise horrible call. So, and I love
wow.
Dustin. We met Dustin.
He's got a different F word for you.
I know he does. So, he believes that stuff. How?
I mean, that's just he went too far. You know, you can have hope with the Phillies without saying how could they not win the World Series.
You think he went
too
far?
It's kind of fun, though.
It's ridiculous. All right, to Eric in Cherry Hill. Hi, Eric.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Great, Eric.
Well, first, with this BC thing, I don't know about, you know, the Roman Empire or whatever. I know in Asian culture, they dated it in terms of dynasties. So you would say, like, the 10th year of, you know,
like the Han Dynasty, the Decameron
right.
Dynasty, yeah, the Ming Dynasty.
Yep, that was what it was.
Yep. You think you could slide those yep. things in and we don't notice?
I like that Caesar Decameron, and I have written that down.
Oh no!
As a
that's not an official recommendation.
And you guys know no. I do not make up my own nicknames, but Caesar Decameron is
you just made that up,
dude. That is
that was
strong.
Not intended.
I love it, Caesar Decameron. All right, go ahead, Eric. Go ahead.
Yeah, I actually love the idea of getting Draymond Green.
Me too.
Because,
it's appealing.
And I'll tell you why. Because I think in Game 6 against the Celtics, the biggest thing that stood out to me was our lack of defense. And you replace Tobias with a guy like Draymond Green, who, if you pair him with Tucker, you know, I think we would have won this. Well, I don't know if we would have beat Denver, but we would have made the finals, I think.
I know we have more attitude. We have more toughness. We have
right.
more want to.
Willingness
exactly. to do whatever it takes to, you know, never stop until the job is done.
You do have to hit an outside shot, though, and I will say.
He scores like 8 points a game. I mean, your stars, you can't keep bringing in people to try to give them a better attitude.
It's an issue.
I mean, it's a major problem.
I agree.
Defense, they tell us all the time that defense is where it all starts. That's where great offense starts.
And where is Embiid and Harden when they're on defense half the time?
Yeah, and Draymond not being a great three-point shooter at all was mitigated dramatically because he was with the best three-point shooter of all time.
It kind of helped,
and probably someone else who's a top five three-point shooter of all time in Klay. So
Seth Curry's a free agent.
Well, he's an option. Eric, what do you got here for a big answer? Best episode of television history. What is it?
How about the season 4 finale of Breaking Bad where Gus gets his blown off?
That shot alone is so amazing.
Well, especially because you don't realize it.
Exactly. You see the one half of his face. Phenomenal.
But then also at the end they pan in on the, what was it, the flower that Walter used to kill the son.
Yeah.
Or to poison the son.
Listen, man, it's a great answer. A great answer. James, are you with me that Gus Fring looked like Ozzie Smith, who looks like that singer? What's
so
that?
So the actor's name is Giancarlo Esposito, okay. who played Gus Fring.
Looks like Ozzie Smith.
I could see it a little bit. I'm not 100% with you.
And who's that singer Ozzie looks like? Looks dead like him. What's his name? John Legend.
Oh, you're right. He looks a lot more like John Legend. John Legend looks like a young Ozzie Smith.
Young, yeah.
And John, as you know, Richie, you know Ozzie Smith, guy in the dugout when I got thrown out of the Phillies game back in 1997.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, there's Ozzie Smith.
Your friend
you
Ozzie Smith,
framed.
You should be saying. Yeah.
I was framed. I was totally framed.
Okay. It does sound like you were framed.
Thrown out of a Phillies game with no justification.
It is pretty ridiculous.
You were a
wrinkler.
I was.
Right out of that
I mean, respect facility. To that guy. That's messed up, man. It's hilarious is what it is. Like, he probably still tells the story. He's like, let me tell you a hilarious story.
But I will say, given past history and other circumstances, like, I will admit this, I will be careful with how I frame it, a certain degree of relieving myself in one of the veteran stadium sinks.
You weren't the only one, pal.
During the final Eagles game there, Eagles-Bucks, just to say I did, I mean, I'd done that before, but like now it's the final Eagles game, leave a lasting impression. Like, you know, probably the second quarter, I was probably in a bad mood. You know, Jerovicius was still running. But yes, and that was also the day this I'm not proud of. This is like the girl that buys the dress and then returns the dress after wearing it. I bought a very expensive video camera, $500.
Oh, I remember this story, yeah.
Tiny little video camera, but a super, super, like, especially for 20 years ago, like a really impressive video camera to chronicle it.
Was it the kind that had the disc in it?
I don't know.
That's like the 20-year-ago camera.
I think so. Yeah. Yeah.
It records directly to the disc that's in the round camera.
I believe that's correct, and I filmed the whole day. I was tailgating the parking lot.
You did not.
Yeah, and that week I returned it.
Oh, that's low.
Is Eagles final? I thought Eagles were headed to the Super Bowl.
Did you polish it up before returning?
No, I kept the video. I returned the video camera. I'm a bad person. I admit it. I'm a pig.
That is underhanded.
It is underhanded. I'm a pig. All right, let's go to John Emanuel. He's never done it.
I'm a pig.
John's never done a dastardly deed like that. Hi, John.
Who has never went to the bathroom in the sink at the vet, man? Come on, man. That was only the first or second time you did that? Come on, boy.
No, I didn't say first or second. I said the final time. It was like a final salute. Okay.
Dastardly is a funny word.
I thought where that story was going was that you filmed yourself doing that.
I did.
I didn't say that.
Oh, my goodness.
I left that out, and then John exposes me for leaving it out.
There you go. Yeah. I apologize.
Don't apologize. Good work, John.
Yeah.
That's good stuff. No, listen, real quick. The Phils, you know, at the end of the day, man, I think the Marlins are a complete mirage. I think I think a lot of the teams are fake, man. Like the Giants, I don't think they're very good. I think the Braves, they have worse pitching problems than we do. They're down two starters straight up on the IL, and Strider doesn't look very good. They're hitting listen, their bats are better than ours. Yep. I say, but I'm saying in a series, I don't think it's out of the question that we win the division, let alone get a wild card.
I'll be shocked.
Wow.
He is right. The Philly starters are better than the Braves right now.
John, for what it's worth, and John, I think these numbers are too low. I want to be super clear. But those two websites we referenced, one has the Phillies with a 3% chance to win the division, and the other one has them below a 1% chance. Now, I think that's...
Bunch of bags running those sites, man. Bunch of bags.
I think it's ridiculous. But, you know, you got to remember... The Braves are not only an 8-game lead, they are perceived to be the better team. I mean, last year when the Phillies won 87, the Braves won 100. I mean, this is not...
And then we beat them.
No, I know, but you, John, you're smart enough to know. Tale of the tape.
I think we can beat this Braves team tonight. I think we are right there.
But don't tell me you think they're coming back and winning the division.
It's not out of the question that they can win the division.
It's unlikely. Highly unlikely.
Yes, it's unlikely, but it is possible, and I think you're giving it less credit, less credence than what it deserves. It is a possibility.
I mean, like a
15% possibility. Not a 3 or maybe, less than 1. It's like a 15%er.
I'll agree 15, but that's not great.
I think they win the division.
But we were 15% chance to make the playoffs 3 weeks ago.
I know. Okay.
Things change quickly.
John, go ahead, pal.
No, I think the Braves collapse. I think we win the division. But as far as some of the other answers for the TV show have been said already, so this isn't what I think is necessarily the best one. But one of my favorite ones, I've seen it 100 times, makes me laugh every single time. The episode of Seinfeld where George just does the opposite of everything he normally does. And he gets to ream out Steinbrenner over how, right to his face, about how he's ruined the Yankees and he's an embarrassment and, you know, quote, glorification of your massive ego. And then Steinbrenner just goes, hire this man.
So, John, help us because we got a vote on this coming up in about a half hour. What do you think actually is the best episode ever?
So I just went up to, and this is going to be a weird one because a lot of people didn't like this, but the Sopranos finale of all time, like 50% of the viewers that watched that had never seen another episode before. So a lot of the people that hated that were just like, what is this crap?
Yeah.
I just went up to Bloomfield and actually went to the diner where Tony sits and sat there and just took pictures and sat in his booth and everything. I think that's one of the greatest cinematic things ever made. If you watch the show and you know what's going on.
It just frustrated me.
I did not, and I was a huge Sopranos fan. Yeah. I did not care for the ending.
I didn't either. I mean.
I really didn't.
I loved it.
How could you love it?
Well, we're looking, we're split here.
So,
James, I wanted resolution.
I know you did.
Right.
I know, but these shows are not always about that. Like, you know, like you can't, like.
I wanted them all dead.
Like a lot of people, a lot of people.
That's right.
Yeah. I mean, look, that's what people with The Wire, a lot of people were annoyed, but it's like that wasn't the point of The Wire. The point of The Wire was to say that this is continuing. Like,
well,
this
that
is
part, I thought The Wire nailed.
I thought they nailed it perfectly.
No, that part.
The end part. Yeah.
Yes. I didn't like the newspaper thing. I thought
right,
it was
which a lot of people.
I thought it was nonsense. Let's get to today's. We have two different Twitter poll questions of the day, both brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. What's the Armin difference? It's simple. It's their people, well-trained, friendly, and caring. Find new roads at ArminChevy.com. All right, today's question. First question. Will the Phils make the playoffs? Yes or no? Obviously, hope is renewed with the surge. John, where do you think the voting went with this one?
86% say yes.
87%, and that's ridiculous. It shouldn't be that high. Like, let me put it this way. I would vote yes. But they certainly have less than an 87% chance to make the playoffs, if you understand what I'm saying. Like,
okay.
Like, if you get my point. All right, second question. Will the Sixers trade Tobias Harris by the end of Thursday's draft? Could be today, could be tomorrow, could be Thursday during the draft. Will they trade Tobias? And, of course, they still could back pocket him, let me be clear, and then trade him at the start of free agency. But, John, will they trade him by the end of Thursday draft?
I think this is when things happen, and so it is more likely than 50% that he'll be traded now. I think it's going to be close to 50-50 on the poll, though. 55% say he will be traded.
50-50.
I love it. When he was saying, I think it'll be close to 50-50, I was like, just say it. Just say it.
I was, yeah. Rhea, what's your gut feeling? Is he traded by the end of Thursday?
Probably, yes.
Seltzer?
Yes.
I think they hold on to him for July 1st and try some machination that way. But, I mean, it certainly could happen. And apparently he's, I mean, I don't want to say everyone's saying, but a lot of people are saying he's extremely, extremely likely to be traded. Let's talk to Mike right now. Good morning there, Michael.
Hey, what do you know? What do you say?
Hi, Mike.
I say hello, and the floor is yours, sir.
Okay, what's going on? I think that the Sixers are definitely getting rid of Tobias Harris, and I would like for them to go after D'Angelo Russell.
God, I don't like him.
I want nothing to do with D'Angelo Russell.
I don't want him. I don't want him.
No? And the Phillies, I think, make the playoffs. I wouldn't say, like the guy said earlier, they're a lock for the World Series.
Yeah, that was
but
stupid.
I think they got a good. I think they got a good shot of making the playoffs.
Well, they do. They do have a good shot. That's exactly right. Mike, give me an answer here. Best episode of TV ever.
Sons of Anarchy episode where Jax kills Gemma.
All right, my man. Appreciate that call. You know what hasn't come up today? Breaking Bad, when there's finally the confrontation. When Walter White is finally confronted by, what's the guy's name?
Hank, you talking
Hank.
About? Oh, that's the best episode of that show. The Ozymandias in the desert you're talking about. That is the best episode of that show, without a doubt.
Well, hold on. Two different things, and maybe I'm wrong. There's the confrontation, and then there's later what happens to Hank. Which one are you saying?
I'm talking about the one in the desert.
That's what happens to Hank.
Yeah, that's what happens to Hank. But there are two parts. It's the one before, and then it goes into the next one.
Dude, when he closes that door,
uh-huh.
You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Holy mackerel. Let's talk to Nick right now. Nick, good morning, buddy.
Hey, good morning. How are you guys doing?
Great, Nick.
Hey, I want to talk about the Phils. What are the real options out there as far as, I mean, are they looking at Goldschmidt? Does anybody know, you know, what the situation is with that? Because
I'm sure they're looking at him. Why wouldn't they look at him? He's got to win the MVP. His team is completely buried. I mean, they're a disgrace. They're like 15 games below 500, which is absolutely pathetic. And, you know, I'm sure the Phillies are probably one of 10 teams thinking about trying to get Paul Goldschmidt. For what it's worth, by the way, if we haven't covered it yet today, but Derek Hall, back on the 40-man roster, assigned yesterday to AAA, which in all likelihood will be a relatively short stint, you know, maybe a week, maybe two, maybe three games, try to get his bats ready to go, and then bring him up. So, you know, you do have
who's a better first baseman?
Well, obviously Paul Goldschmidt.
Cody Clemens?
Oh.
Or
Cody Clemens. Defensively, are you talking?
Well, no, just whole picture. Derek Hall, Cody Clemens.
We don't know. I mean, I trust Cody Clemens more than Derek Hall now.
I don't know about that, but it's close. They're different types of players. I'd say it's close.
Just so long as they get rid of Sosa in that lineup.
I'm pretty down on Sosa, Nick. Yeah. I want him on the team, but he's really faded a lot.
He tries to hit home runs. He needs to learn how to hit.
He does. It just seems like he's always swinging for the fences.
Yeah.
It's like it feels like he's swinging a log up there.
He did have a great sliding defensive play over the weekend.
Oh, my God. Who did that remind you of? Famous movie.
All right. The play, third baseline.
Yes.
I don't know. What is it?
Female.
Oh, is it Gina Davis?
Yes.
Well, she was a catcher, but yes.
Yeah, but I mean, just the move that he made. I'm talking about the split. The split.
It was a great.
It was really cool.
It was one of the better defensive plays this season.
Was.
Yeah. All right, Nick, give me a big answer for a great episode from a television show. What's the best ever?
I had Breaking Bad, but I wanted to see if there was any for Seinfeld first.
There's been like three or four said from Seinfeld. What do you want to say?
The one that I like the best was Mastermind Domain.
Yep, it's already been said. Give me a different answer.
Soup Nazi.
Already been said. Uh-huh. You got one more shot.
All right. The Walter White episode Breaking Bad episode where they killed the entire cartel.
Okay. I mean, that might have happened a few times. There was a couple different cartels, weren't there, if I'm remembering right? I don't know. One of those actors just died, by the way. One of those Breaking Bad guys just died recently. I forget which dude. All right, 215-592-9494. Time's yours up ahead, plus Conklin with a tremendous song. If you missed it earlier, we'll play that again. Joe DeCameron, John Ritchie on 94 WIP.